Tom Bell Chambers has been good enough to join us. Yesterday he announced that his time in the AFL will be complete at the end of this season with the Bombers after 129 games, 13 years in the system. He's done a hell of a job. The big man from Launceston down in Tassie joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, guys. Thanks for the intro. That's very lovely of you to say that. So no, I'm happy to be here. You know, 13 years is a long time in a football club, and I've loved every minute of it, every up and every down that this football club's thrown my way. So I'm going out on my own terms and with a smile on my face.
Yeah, good on you. And that's a nice way to be able to go out on your terms with a smile, because it has been some ups and there has been some downs. Yesterday, I believe there are a lot of ups yet to turn your phone off, because this is what happens, Tom, and you've learnt this very quickly. When you retire from the AFL and you're 158 metres tall, local clubs call you left, right and centre.
Mate, I had three coaching offers by about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and the rest started coming through, and I just thought, look, hang five. I've just retired about 4 hours ago, so let me sit back and then enjoy retirement for a month or so, and then I'm happy to speak to a few people. But no, I understand that's the way it works, and you know, big blokes, mate, they're a premium on that kind of market, so I'm in a good spot.
My word. Just hold out. My advice is hold out.
That's exactly right, hold out. Hey, Tom, I must confess, I was surprised when we looked at how many games you'd played, and I thought it would have been a lot more than that. And you obviously had some injuries along the way. How frustrated were you at times that you just couldn't quite get the crack at it that you would have wanted?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got to the club, end of 2007, 2008 was my first year at the football club, playing-wise. You know, I kind of, as a lot of young ruckmen do, I kind of had to do my apprenticeship under two unbelievable ruckmen in David Hill and Paddy Ryder for the first kind of 3 or 4 years. So I learnt my craft there and played a lot of football at the VFL level, which I think actually held me in really good stead. And then once I did get a crack at it, kind of, you know, 2011, 12, 13, 14, those years were probably my more successful years from a playing point of view. And then from there, like, I've obviously, yeah, you know, it's probably been well documented, but I've had some injuries along the way. And yeah, look, it does. It becomes very frustrating that, you know, you want to be out there helping your team. And our club at the time was, you know, we didn't really have too many other ruckmen out there. So at times you have to kind of push through those injuries and play and do what's best for the team. So, look, I look back and think I would have loved to have played 200 or 250 games, but I also look back knowing that physically I gave everything I could to this football club, and, you know, whether it be 136 games or 220 games, I can really walk away with my head held high, and I'm happy with that, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people forget you kicked 28 goals back in 2013 with that combination you had going with Paddy Ryder. I want to just quickly go back to the start. You talked about you having to serve an apprenticeship. We actually talked about you on the show earlier this morning about there were high expectations of you all the way back in your under-18 year. Yeah. And even at Essendon, they drove you pretty hard because they knew what they had. It was almost like you still had to believe it yourself.
Yeah, there was. There was a bit of a, I don't know if you guys know the story or not, but there's a bit of a story. So I got looked over initially in the national draft as an 18-year-old, and there was high hopes around me, you know, being drafted kind of reasonably early, and I actually got looked over in that national draft, and Adrian Dodoro got me over to train with the club after the draft had finished, and he sat me down, and I think there was maybe three or four ruckman training, and a couple others. Dane Zorko was training there at the time as well. So we had some boys training for those rookie spots and pre-season draft back in those days. And Adrian sat me down in the office after a day. I was meant to be there for 2 weeks, and he sat me down after a day, kind of ripped shreds off me pretty much, and said, "Nah, mate, you know you're a pisshead, and you're this and you're that." And he sent me and he sent me home, and I thought, well, that's it, I'm done, you know, like my chances are over. And then I think it must have been a couple of weeks later, I didn't even listen to the pre-season draft in the end, because I thought my chances were over. And then I got the phone call out of the blue from Adrian saying, "Mate, we've got you. We want you. We did. We just didn't want anyone else to see you training with us at the time. We wanted to hide you away. So they sent me home after a day of training, and they knew then that they were going to pick me up. So I said, you could have told me that, mate.
Gee, it's very rare of Adrian Dodoro to do that sort of thing. Yeah, that's very strange.
Now I know him, I'm not surprised whatsoever. But
what a great story that is. I didn't know that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know you could hide place. That's a good effort by him. Well done. Well done. And just, obviously, one of the massive talking points through your career is the 2016 year and missing that through footy. Yeah. Did it? What? How did that change your aspect, your mindset towards what footy was in your world?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I've been asked this a few times, and I think, to be honest, mate, it's as difficult as it was going through that time. I think it probably gave me a bit more perspective about life in general, and, you know, you can't have your life solely defined by football and, you know, just being a footballer. You need other things. You need balance in your life, and I think that's super important, and I think I learnt that as a, you know, 24-year-old, 23, 24-year-old kind of thing. And I think if I had known that from the start of my career, it would have helped me a lot more. So it probably gave me an insight to, yes, football is very important, but you also need a lot of other things in your life to keep you occupied, because, you know, we're in a position where we didn't have football for 12 months, and it was very unfortunate. But in saying that, it probably gave me a bit of an insight into what the real world is, and, you know, it doesn't revolve solely around football.
No, it doesn't, funnily enough, although it's quite consuming once you're in it, exactly. as you well know. So what's it look like going forward? Is there something else on the agenda?
Look, there is, mate. There's a couple of things on the agenda. I can't quite say yet just what they are, but, I've been in talks with the football club, and you know, the potential of staying around the football club. They're keen for that to happen. If not, I think I got off of the coach at Kite and Roll yesterday. So I don't know if I'll be out in Kite, but no, look, it's going to give me an opportunity to spend a bit more time with my missus and you know, see some family and that kind of thing. And I'll take 2 or 3 months to really relax and enjoy the first couple of months of retirement, and then looking forward to next year, mate, getting stuck into some, whether it be coaching or mentoring or these younger guys at this football club, because I do feel like I have a lot to offer in that space, and that'll also probably give me a bit more time to concentrate on a couple of business interests that I've got as well. So I'm really genuinely excited about what's next for me,
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Everyone you talk to at the Bombers, they always say you're one of the most popular members of the group, have been for quite some time. So, well, I'm sure you'll be fine post-footy. And don't discount the Kite and Tigers. I played 2 games there at the Showgrounds. Magnificent footy club. Big Nathan Thompson dominating proceedings up there. You'll love it up there.
No, trust me. I'm not discounting, mate. I've got a little farm about 10 minutes up the road. So it could fit quite nicely for me, to be honest.
They love you up there at Kyneton. Don't you worry about that. They'll be very excited about that. Good luck, Tom. Well done on a fantastic career with the Bombers.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call. And it's just all the Essendon supporters that have followed me over the years and supported me and supported the club. I know we've been through a few difficult patches, none more so than late probably as well. So continue to stick fat, and we'll get the results soon.
A nice message. Good stuff. Tom Bell Chambers with us, retiring